Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Off the ball, GAA.
Reportedly that Brian Fenton has retired. The thing is, he's just 31. While he may be just 31, it's a decade, an unbelievable decade with the Dubs.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
See our Alan Quinlan clip there yesterday on the Atmosphere. Still went bad.
Flu.
You know? And we thought, oh, people are done with this Atmosphere talk. They never will be. They never will be. But you know what, I was at this game on Saturday.
Sorry, Mike.
And you were as well. And I was chatting away so pleasurably with you. And then I was thinking to myself, do you know what's absolute nonsense in rugby? It is mental. Like poppycock, to pardon the language, is that everyone gets real quiet when kicks happen in rugby. Respect the kicker. Total silence. Not in any other team sport in the world can I think of where such reverence is shown for the opposition. Such silence is deafening around the stadium. You don't see it in GAA. You won't have the crowd go quiet for a 45 or a 65. You certainly don't have crowds go quiet for penalties in soccer. And when the opposition are about to score a try, there's no one going quiet then. It's just for the kicking. It's kind of, it's a lot of bollocks, isn't it?
Where do you think it stems from?
I think it started back in the day when there was, maybe it's a class thing with rugby, right? And it was back in the day and the feeling was, oh, we're all gentlemen here and we're all going to remain completely quiet. Well, you, sir, have a shot at our goal. And best of luck to you. And if you're technically astute enough, then fair play and you deserve the 2 or 3 points on offer. And now we're here in the modern day. And it's such an anomaly in sport otherwise. We're trying to engage in this feral atmosphere, right? And trying to get fans into it. And then there's this moment out of nowhere where we're like, shut up. And it's total silence for this guy who's going to kick. It's ridiculous.
So why do you think it happens?
I think it started back in the day and for whatever reason it's continued.
But why do you think it started back in the day?
That's what I'm saying. I think it was like, it's a very difficult skill. Let's have respect for the craft. Let's see if this person can convert with their boot. I'm fascinated to see this. Everyone shut up. Just watch this happen. And, you know, it's a gentlemanly game and there's a lot of handshakes are exchanged. And it just seems ridiculous. Now, I was looking into this last night. I was chatting with a friend of the show, James Tracy, about it. I was like, you played the game. Do you think this is ridiculous? And he was like, yeah, it kind of is. He said, in France, it doesn't happen. In France, there is hissing and jeering when kickers kick. And James thinks it's a particular Irish thing. And even more so with Munster and at Thomond Park, that there is complete silence for kickers. The worst is when it translates to a pub. If you're in a pub.
That is bad.
And it's like, oh, Brendan's about to kick, shut up. And then everyone's real quiet in the pub and you're not allowed to talk until the kicking is kicked.
Who's about to kick?
Brendo.
Well,
your boy.
I think this is a Munster thing.
No, it's an Irish thing.
No.
And it's also,
I think it's a Munster thing.
Of Munster.
Did it not start at Munster?
Huh?
Did it not start at Munster?
Originally, the very first shushing for a kick ever.
There must be a rugby historian out there who can tell us
in
about
rugby.
This.
But why? Like, where does it come from? And it's a bit silly and everyone's just kind of accepting of it. But the players don't need this level of focus and concentration. They don't need that. Individual sports, they have it for tennis and they have it for golf. That you'd be quiet during the play in tennis.
Snooker.
And golf, you'd be quiet for every shot. Snooker. You're certainly not quiet for darts.
No. Nope.
And darts is precision and you need concentration and it's the exact opposite. And name me an incident in team sports. Anyone name me out there where you're quiet for the opposition for play.
I'm just trying to do some quick bad research on this. I watched a Munster game in a pub in Limerick and the place was shushed silent for the kicks. Weird. No, Prendo, maybe one of those days my Prendo got filled in at out half for Rog, is it? Was that the Prendo you were talking about?
Well, that would be more like, shut up, Rog's about to kick. That would be shut up. And people would be quiet.
It's a Cork thing. It's the upper class of Cork. Well, is it? I think, is that where it started?
Where do Munster play most of their games?
Would you class yourself as one of those now? People?
It's your county's right.
No, but you're saying it's a class thing. It wouldn't be the working class.
I think
of
it must be right. It has to be classist. Where it's such nonsense, like, that you have to be quiet. It's ridiculous. I'm telling you, if you did a little secret survey of all the outhalves in the world, it's like, would you rather we be quiet for you? Or do you actually care? And I'd say most of them are like, whatever you want to do.
I know there's definitely outhalves on the record saying the silence freaks them out. So I
absolutely. And then sorry,
there's a period where it was obsessive at Thomond Park, and opposing outhalves would come and be like, "What's going on here?" And they would get a bit freaked out by it, and so it became a weapon from the crowd. And
that's clever. That's clever, right?
I understand but
the thing about the silence is, there's always a renegade in the crowd. There's always a rebel, right? They're going to try and get their 15 minutes. It's like, they're looking around to see, wonder what people laugh if I make a noise here. And then if you hear a noise, sporadic noise from that standing over there, then that would spook you way more than if the entire crowd were jeering. Because there's a consistency in noise.
I think you're going to find out that it's your people, the posh Cork people, who started this.
No, seriously, right?
I am being serious.
This is so classic.
I am being serious.
This is classic rugby, right? It's classic stasis in life, right? We just had the election. We're going to have the same as we had before, right? You know, people complain about all sorts that are going wrong in their life, about housing and affordability, and yet the same parties are going to be in power, right? And it's this example now to sport with rugby, is that it's always been this way with kicking and no one's questioned it. But then if you actually sit back and look at it...
It'd be great to know where it started. Someone must know that.
I don't think it happens in the Southern Hemisphere.
I wouldn't have thought so, but it's... I'll tell you what, I don't mind it as a thing. I think it's a cool point of difference. But I hate the sound you get of people shushing other people. Shh. It's the worst. It's like just these morons just like shushing. Yeah, I'd put it on par like the same people who'd be booing. Like, it's just these, like, yeah, performative nonsense. Like, but like, I like the end result, but getting there is terrible.
Who are you booing?
Just people who boo in general. I just think it's
I like the sound.
It's
of
the lowest.
I like the sound of booing.
Oh, no.
I do, yeah.
Boo. Oh, come on.
Absolute morons. It's the worst.
No, booing's great.
The worst of people.
No.
You booed for a while on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Booing's great.
Who'd you boo?
Well, not our own team, obviously. The opposition.
He booed lads shouting during the kicks. No, seriously though.
What?
I don't think people question this enough. Like, people are like, oh, that's just the way it is.
Sarah's pointing out that kicking in rugby is an individual sport. And so therefore it's...
Who said that?
It's Dara Smith-Hoffman. And it's akin to... Who said it? I'll tell you who said it. It is akin to your tennis.
This is different, right? Actually, Matthew in the office made a good point yesterday. What about doubles? Because that is a team sport in tennis, right? But, and that's a good point. But Dara's point I disagree with, right? So it's an individual playing a team sport, but should Jesus, every playing a team sport is individual when
penalty
you have the ball,
like
right?
Penalty in football.
And also a penalty in football. So that completely negates that argument. Penalties in football, massive pressure. So in rugby, it's for 2 or 3 points. It could decide a game, but it mightn't. A penalty in football is almost...
Yeah, but you're...
Okay. Going to be decisive in some way, right? And there's absolutely no silence there. There's the opposite. It's just weird. It's a weird thing in rugby.
Yeah, if anybody is
you want to move on now because you have no answer for this, right? As a rugby person, and you're like, get off my sport.
I don't disagree with it. I don't disagree with it is anachronistic. I think it is a nice little weird thing that happens in one particular sport, and you're like, everything must be cookie cutter. I need the same fan experience that I get at a hurling match as I get at a rugby match. Otherwise, it's a shit experience.
I'm you're like, both there really last day talking about how to have numbers and the names and the jerseys. Like, every sport does it. Don't do anything the same. Christ almighty.
What was our issue? What's your issue with that point?
But he's giving out to you now because you're like, oh, you were saying that everything should be the same. But when you make the same...
Say that part again there.
He's giving out to you because you're saying rugby's not like other sports in this aspect.
He's giving out to you because rugby is. Okay. And?
2 weeks ago, he's given out to me because I'm saying it's not bad.
If he had seen Casablanca, he would get that reference.
No. There's a significant difference in that. It's a big opportunity to help grow the sport. And Colm is saying that he wants the same fan experience at at all the matches he goes to ever. And I'm saying that there's a room.
It's just. I actually like a bit of individuality and uniqueness.
Except in this
I'm
instance.
All for. Would you hold on a second, right? But it is. It's silly.
Okay.
It's nonsense. It's bollocks. Whatever way you want to look at it. Can I bring the people in
quickly? We've got to get to the football.
Oh, sorry.
Ireland playing Wales.
David Walsh, snooker. Alan, tennis maybe. Alan, the serve. Sean O'Donoghue, golf. You're all missing the point. David Walsh, please talk over Cullum and see how he performs at his job. Damien Hanley, I don't think it's to do with class. Okay. I remember, this is from the UNC, I remember a young lad was ejected from the stadium for shouting during a kick in Thomond Park. Completely ridiculous.
Well, that is nonsense. I suspect that they were waiting for an excuse to kick him out.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. A classic case of law versus tradition. Cork hurling support this year was ridiculous with its booing of opposition free takers. You won't like that, Arthur.
That's who Arthur's talking about when he's talking about the booers.
Oh, it's a more long-standing issue than that.
Silence is good. It's the people shushing that should be kicked out.
Well,